You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019. Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3. Plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 8899 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 8899. Enjoy!
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Owen Whittleson. He is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. The podcast is dedicated to all things Kansas City Chiefs content. He's also a native and resident of England. We're going to talk to him on the program about the AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. Also, we'll talk Super Bowl 55, Tom Brady, and also how are people in the United Kingdom getting ready for the big game. Owen is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Cut, cut, cut! The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USA N.A.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
My name's Barry. I live right above you.
I don't host parties. I host after parties. They're like parties, only louder and nobody goes home.
You can see right here I ripped out all the carpeting because it was holding me back, my pogo stick. Man's got a pogo.
Oh, I'm a prankster. I'll grease up a soda can and then when somebody grabs it, boom!
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Laws and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. It's hard to stay on top of it all. That's why ADP is here to guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise to help you navigate these complex times. so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of changes in legislation. When you rely on us for payroll and HR, you're trusting us to help you take care of your people. It's what we've been doing for over 70 years, and that's not about to change. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hot flashes, irritability, intimate dryness, even unsatisfying sex. Hi, I'm Dr. Alyssa Dweck, a board-certified OBGYN who has spent over 20 years helping women just like you safely find relief from these very natural symptoms without having to resort to hormones. To help my patients feel their best, I recommend products from Bonafide Health. Bonafide is a women's health company dedicated to providing women with non-hormonal and clinically validated products that work. Bonafide provides safe and effective solutions to manage a range of menopausal, sexual health, and PMS-related symptoms. That's why I recommend Bonafide products to my patients every day. In fact, I am also a bona fide medical advisor. What I like most is that bona fide products provide women real relief without compromise. Ladies, don't waste another minute feeling less than your best. Go to HelloBonafide.com and use code Radio39 to save 20%. That's HelloBonafide.com and code Radio39.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Offer valid on subscription only.
News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. It's hard to stay on top of it all. That's why ADP is here to guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise to help you navigate these complex times so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of changes in legislation. When you rely on us for payroll and HR, you're trusting us to help you take care of your people. It's what we've been doing for over 70 years, and that's not about to change. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll, informed by data and designed for people. To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, ADP is staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate complexity. Learn more at ADP.com.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
When's the last time you looked at your bathroom? Second thought, you might not want to make eye contact with that old faucet. It's time to head to Lowe's for some home improvement. Choose from stylish brands like American Standard, Delta, and Style Selections. And transform your before bathroom into an amazing after bathroom. Woohoo! You can't see her, but she's high-fiving herself. Don't just do it yourself. Do it for yourself. Stop by Lowe's or visit Lowe's.com/DIFY for vanity starting at $99. Valid through 3/31, U.S. only.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Ooh, a fondue set. Now I need to find a coupon code.
Not anymore, Susan. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout.
Wait, instantly?
It's called shopping smart, not hard. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer for free and let it do the work for you.
Don't mind if I fondue.
Ah, that's kind of cheesy. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order! Please read Counselor's last statement.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
A payroll and HR company needs to be prepared for whatever is going to happen. You could say that over 70 years of experience helping businesses all over the world run smoothly is good preparation. But for ADP, that's not enough. To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, we're staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate the complexities. ADP, HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 8899 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 8899. Enjoy!
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
And Hartman gets the touchdown as he continues to try to atone for an earlier mistake.
First and goal, Edwards. He lands in for the touchdown.
Go right to the middle. Fake it and then go right there or back to the flat.
Here's Mahomes.
Look at underhanded. He throws it for the touchdown. How about that throw?
A few motions, let go, and then get the ball to the flat quickly. Somewhere to Austin.
Lobs it up in the air to Kelsey. No one near him.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and CBS Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs make a return trip to the Super Bowl as they beat the Buffalo Bills in the 2020 AFC Championship game. The final score was 38-24, and we have them back on the program. Here is a gentleman who is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. We're going to talk about the AFC Championship game and also the big matchup that's ahead. Let's welcome him back to the program once again, the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, which is dedicated to Kansas City Chiefs content from the UK perspective, Owen Whittleson. Hey, Owen, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me back. It's great to be back.
Same here, Owen. Thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule to get come back on the program. So let's jump right to it. Give me your highlights and your lowlights from the AFC Championship game.
I mean, obviously, we didn't get off to a very strong start, going down 9-0, and obviously the Mecole Hardman dropped punt return was one of the low lights of the game, I would say. So we did get off to a slow start, but as a Chiefs fan, watching the playoffs last year when we came back from all of these deficits against the Texans, Titans and 49ers in all three of those games, my nerves weren't too bad at that point because I knew that we're a team that had the potential to come back, and that's exactly what we did. We then went and scored 38 points to their 6 in the second and third quarter. So I think we bounced back really well, and it just shows, again, the determination of this team to get back into things when at first it looks like we're down.
Rightfully so. And you mentioned about Mecole Hardman. That was a lot of Chiefs fans, including yourself, their heart stopped for a minute when he fumbled on the punt return. And it looks like the Bills had it for a minute. But like you said, that determination is what helped the Chiefs get the victory. So let's stay with the offensive side with the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, the storyline coming into this game was, will he play? Won't he play? Well, he did play. He cleared the concussion protocol, but there were issues about his toe. He looked great. He had 3 touchdown passes, and he also passed for 325 yards. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, no surprise, they were sensational in this game. And also, Darrell Williams filled in nicely in the running department. I mean, Kansas City's running game didn't turn any heads, but it was effective enough. But just kind of give me your thoughts on the Chiefs' offense in this contest.
Yeah, obviously, like you said, with Patrick Mahomes being up in the air throughout the week leading up to the game, it was a bit nervous whether he'd be able to play or not. And the fact they did manage to step out on the field and play a really good game, I mean, throwing three touchdowns with no interceptions and over 300 yards passing, it's just a credit to him and how talented he is and how dedicated he is to see this thing through and to will on with the Chiefs. So it was really good to see him out there. And I think the game plan with him not running as much as he would normally and not escaping out and sitting in the pocket and making these passes and putting together a really good offense, it just shows how talented he is. And it was great to see all those pieces clicking with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce combining for nearly 300 yards themselves. It was just great to see the whole team together with Patrick Mahomes under center.
All right, and speaking of being together, the defense for Kansas City showed up in this one. I'm looking at, again, at the box score right here. Frank Clark had two sacks in this game. Le'Jarius Sneed had a sack. Also, Tano Capacion had a sack in this contest. And Rashad Fenton had an interception in this game. Now, Kansas City's defense hasn't been top 10 within the last several years, but they make plays. They make plays when they have to. Just kind of give me your take on the Chiefs' defense in this game.
Yeah, I think they stepped up against a really good offense. I mean, the Bills have shown all season long how good they are, especially in the passing game. I mean, Josh Allen's had a fantastic season. I said this last time I was on the show, how good he's been this season. So this defense stepping up and being able to put the pressure on him and really slow their offense down is a really good result for us and was a big factor to us moving on to the Super Bowl, especially Frank Clark, who had a much bigger game than he would have had in the regular season. He always steps up in those big moments and makes those plays for us. So, I think we came together really nicely. And it's been great seeing Le'Jarius Sneed back as well. I know that he did suffer with concussion towards the end of the game, but he played really well in this game as well and came up huge for us to help us steal this victory.
Yeah, he stepped up big in this one. And, of course, the Chiefs, again, were going to beat the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game 38-24. Now, in every game, there's a winner and there's a loser. Let's talk about the quarterback that lost in this contest, Josh Allen. The future seems bright for the Buffalo Bills. Just kind of give me your take on Josh moving forward in his career.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Josh has had such a great season, and I think he only gets better from here. I mean, he's so young, and he's on a very young team, so there's a lot of room for him to develop and to keep building this strong team. It'll be really exciting to see how this rivalry between the Chiefs and the Bills develops over time as both these teams continue to grow and get better. So it'll be a really good contest for us as we go on to the next season and the season after that as this team develops, because Josh Allen's had a great season, and I think he'll only get better as time goes on.
Okay, now let's move along now, of course, to the winning quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. So now Patrick stamps his ticket to another Super Bowl, and he's definitely already solidified himself, continuing his legacy, and he says he hasn't reached his prime yet. Owen, I want to ask you, what do you think the differences are between Patrick from this season as opposed to last season?
I mean, for me, it just seems like it's the same old Patrick. He's putting together these incredible performances week in, week out, and he's showing out in these big games as well. I mean, last year, Patrick Mahomes was playing really well in the build-up to the playoffs, and the playoff run itself was a really good performance for him. And this season, we're seeing it again with, like I said, I mean, he's throwing for 325 yards and three touchdowns against a good Buffalo Bills defense. And I mean, he just showed how he's continued to grow and continue to become this player that that we all love to watch and love to see win games. So, yeah, I think his development as a quarterback from last season to this season has been great. And if he could, sky's the limit for this Chiefs team.
All right. And speaking of sky's the limit, they've definitely reached another plateau is that they'll take their team, take their talents to another Super Bowl, be Super Bowl 55 against a gentleman that has been, I mean, the upper echelon when it comes to quarterbacks and Tom Brady. I want to talk about I'll get to Brady in just one moment, but let's talk about Tampa Bay in this 2020 season. Owen, we've seen throughout the course of this season, they've had many moods. The first half of the year, we saw them struggle trying to find their identity. They were winning games, but they just didn't have it. They just didn't show a lot of that dominance. But the second half of the year and currently coming into this postseason run, they have made a lot of strides and they're gelling at the right time. So tell me, how could you describe the Buccaneers in this 2020 season?
Yeah, I mean, you put it perfectly. This Buccaneers team, they had a bit of a rollercoaster season. They were struggling to put things together and to really become this superpower team. And then as the season progressed, and like you said, those connections started to gel and they become more of a team, it showed in the results. I mean, they went on a huge win streak. And then into the playoffs, they were just rolling. I mean, the offense and the defense are both working really well. The defensive line started to come together really nicely, and they showed out massively in their conference championship game as well. So I think this Buccaneers team is getting good at the right time, basically, and really starting to show up and cause some problems for their opponents. So it'll be a really exciting Super Bowl just watch these two quarterbacks and these two teams go up against each other. But it's a really tough team we're coming up against in 2 weeks.
Rightfully so. And you mentioned the prime position, the quarterback, Tom Brady. This is his first year in Tampa, and he's played great as of late. I mean, not just Tom Brady, but just the Buccaneers. They've beaten, in this postseason, they've beaten Drew Brees and they've beaten Aaron Rodgers. They have a chance to beat Patrick Mahomes. I want to talk about Brady for a moment. What were your thoughts when you found out Brady had signed with Tampa, and how did you think the Bucs were going to do in this 2020 NFL season?
Well, I mean, when the news broke that Tom Brady would be going to Tampa, it's obviously, if you look at the two rosters, it's an improvement, especially with the weapons that he's got on offense when he's got Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and all these other pieces like Cameron Brate and the various other pieces on offense that can help. I certainly thought it was an improvement for what he had in New England this past season when he went out in the wild card round in 2019. So I thought, obviously, if this is the Brady that's going to step up when he needs to, like he's always done like countless times before, then it should be a really scary team if they're able to pull that together. And obviously getting Leonard Fournette as well halfway through the season only went on to improve their offense. So yeah, as he went into Tampa Bay, as you see this team and you think these guys could put together a decent run, and with Bruce Arians at coach, they could really pull something together here, and they've done exactly that. And Tom Brady's off to his 10th Super Bowl, so yeah, they're a scary team right now.
Indeed, they are a scary team right now, and that sets the stage for I expect this. I'm pretty sure you expect this as well, Owen. This is going to be a classic matchup between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. A lot of history is being made, not just with Brady and Mahomes, but just with these teams and with these two teams in general, particularly with Tampa Bay, because with Tampa, this is the first time in NFL history that a team will be playing in the host site. The Buccaneers will be playing at Raymond James Stadium, which is the host of this year's Super Bowl. So much history and so much dynamic, so many storylines in this. What do you think is going to – what are going to be the takeaways that you're getting from this game?
I mean, well, obviously it's a huge game with Patrick Mahomes, who's up and coming as one of the best quarterbacks in the league at the moment, going up against arguably the GOAT of quarterbacks in the NFL, Tom Brady, who's, like I said, been to nine Super Bowls, about to go to his 10th. He's won 6 of them, and he's looking for his 7th ring against Patrick Mahomes, who's starting to try and build this legacy for himself. It's set to be, like you said, a classic. It's going to be a great Super Bowl with these two quarterbacks and these two teams going up against each other. And obviously, with the Buccaneers being at their home stadium, it's only going to give them that momentum and give them that energy to push forward. But, you know, hopefully, as a Chiefs fan, I'm hoping we can go in there and cause the upset at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You know, the Super Bowl is a worldwide affair. This is going to be a global event. I mean, this is going to be much bigger considering the current circumstances that we're in right now. Do you think this is going to be more about the quarterbacks, or do you think it's going to be other positions that are going to take the big role in this game?
I mean, when you look at these quarterbacks and what Tom Brady's already done in his career and what Patrick Mahomes has started to do and started to put together, I think a lot of this Super Bowl is going to come down to the defense on both sides of the ball. I mean, when Tampa Bay's Buccaneers defensive line has only been getting better and better, and Chiefs have suffered from some injuries in the offensive line, and then this Chiefs defense, which seems to step up in those big moments, I think as much as it is going to be the focus on these quarterbacks and what they can do, I think the winner of this game will be the team that has the defense and has that defense that can step up in these big moments and stop those quarterbacks from doing what they do best, which is winning games. So if these defenses can step up, and if Tampa Bay's managed to get pressure on Patrick Mahomes, or this Chiefs defense manages to slow down this Tampa Bay offense and control all the pieces they have, then yeah, I think whichever team does that better will secure this victory.
let's the Super Bowl for a moment. Oh, and the last time that we spoke, I asked you about the presence of the NFL in the United Kingdom. Well, I want to ask you about UK fans, NFL fans in the United Kingdom in regards to the Super Bowl. How are NFL fans getting ready for the Super Bowl in the UK?
Oh, I mean, it's great to see UK fans of the NFL get together during the Super Bowl. I mean, obviously, it's going to be different this year with COVID and everything, so we're not able to do what we normally do. I mean, I tend to go to a bar or my local pub and watch it with my mates. But obviously, this year we can't do that. But it's great to see all the fans of the NFL and even people from the UK that aren't fans of the NFL get behind this huge event and really show it some love, because it is such a good event and it's really good to see all these people coming together and celebrating it. Obviously this year is going to be different, but hopefully we can keep that energy up here in the UK and do something good. I'm hoping to put together some nice food and have my own little tailgate party at home. So yeah, it should be good.
That was going to segue to my next question. What's going to be on the menu?
Oh, well, so for the championship game, I made myself some chicken wings like from scratch. So I'm thinking about doing that again because they were really nice the first time I tried that. So yeah, definitely some wings, some beer. It'll be a great one, the classic tailgate food experience.
Now, normally when you, as you said, when you're with your mates and you're at the pub, what do you guys normally like to dine in on? What do you guys normally like to eat?
Oh, well, I've been at university myself for the past few years for these last few Super Bowls. So normally it's just whatever the university bar is serving. I mean, there's pizzas, there's all sorts of stuff like chicken and wraps and wings and if you name it, they've probably got it. So whatever they're serving up, I would have been sure to order some of that. Yeah, obviously this year it's going to be more home food stuff, homemade stuff or some takeaways. But yeah, it'll be some good food no matter what I'm eating.
No fish and chips?
No, not for the Super Bowl. I tend to go more American when I'm watching some American sports. I like to to embrace the tradition of American dining.
Okay, well, fair enough. The chicken wings and the beer, as you said, that always works for Owen. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Again, tell everybody what you do as the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast.
Yeah, sure. So I currently co-host, like you said, the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. We tend to put our episodes weekly on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all the usual channels. Yeah, it's a great fun. It's just a bunch of English guys getting together, or a bunch of guys from the UK getting together and talking Chiefs and talking the NFL. So, yeah, it's really good fun. It's the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. And like I said, you can find it in all the usual channels.
All right, sweet. And again, let everybody know where they can find the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, whether it be on the various social media platforms. Again, let them know the website, and also let people know where they can find you on social media. And if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Yeah, brilliant. So you can find us on Twitter at @KCChiefs_UK. That's @KCChiefs_UK. We're on Facebook as well, Arrowheads Abroad. And also you can find our website at arrowheadsabroad.com as well. And my personal Twitter is @WidowsonOwen. So, yeah, it'd be great if you can give me a follow.
All right, sweet. So you heard it from him. He's Owen Widowson. He is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. Check him out and check out the show as well on the various social media platforms. Now, Owen, thanks again. Before we let you go, are there any special Chiefs chants in the UK that you would like to demonstrate for us on the show?
Chiefs chants? I mean, we do the classic chop. I guess you would call it a chant that all the fans do at Arrowhead Stadium. But it's actually been a while since we've been able to get together, so some of them have actually gone out of my head. But we're sure to do all the classic Chiefs ones that you hear in Arrowhead Stadium every week.
I thought it'd be something. It's not anything similar to what your favorite team, your chant, like for Tottenham Hotspur.
We don't tend to have any that come off the top of my head. I mean, it's been so long since we've actually been to like a stadium and had that experience, had that environment, that it's just gone out of my head.
I got you. Okay, well, he's Owen Wilson. He's the co-host of the Arrowheads podcast. Check him out again at the website and also the various social media platforms. Owen, thank you so much once again. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I always have a good time. So, yeah, thanks for having me back on.
We'll be back with more right after this.
And Hartman gets the touchdown. as he continues to try to atone for an earlier mistake. It's Williams up ahead, reaching. I think the knee's down. Now they're going to call it a touchdown. I think this might look differently once they go back. But give Williams credit for fighting through the traffic from 6 yards out. First and goal, Edwards. He lands in for the touchdown.
Go right to the middle. Fake it and then go right there or back to the flat.
Here's Mahomes. Look at underhanded. He throws it for the touchdown.
Free motion, let go, and then get the ball to the flat quickly. Somewhere often.
Lobs it up in the air to Kelsey. No one near him.
Do-it-yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. Help is as close as homedepot.com/workshops. Now with free DIY live stream workshops. Live hands-on courses from real expert associates. Learn how to install floor tile, create a tile backsplash, replace a thermostat, and more. All from the best seat in the house, yours. To register, go to homedepot.com/workshops. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no. I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
No.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not today or any day.
Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
To make sure millions of people are getting paid on time and in compliance, ADP is staying on top of each new piece of legislation. So when it comes down to it, ADP isn't just a payroll and HR company. We're the company that helps you navigate complexity. Learn more at ADP.com.
When's the last time you looked at your bathroom? Second thought, you might not want to make eye contact with that old faucet. It's time to head to Lowe's for some home improvement. Choose from stylish brands like American Standard, Delta, and Style Selections. And transform your before bathroom into an amazing after bathroom.
Woohoo!
You can't see her, but she's high-fiving herself. Don't just do it yourself. Do it for yourself. Stop by Lowe's or visit Lowe's.com/DIFY for vanity starting at $99. Valid through 3/31, U.S. only.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 8899 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 8899. Enjoy.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Oh, looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show!
Cut, cut, cut! The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
do-it-yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. Help is as close as homedepot.com/workshops. Now with free DIY live stream workshops. Live hands-on courses from real expert associates. Learn how to install floor tile, create a tile backsplash, replace a thermostat, and more. All from the best seat in the house, yours. To register, go to homedepot.com/workshops. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right, we'd like to once again send a big special thank you to Owen Whittleson. He is the co-host of the Arrowheads Abroad podcast, giving us the insights of going with all the things moving and shaking happening with the Kansas City Chiefs from a perspective from the United Kingdom. Check him out, as well as the other gentlemen that co-host Arrowheads Abroad. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. Remember, for God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.